Tonight's morale concerns the birth of Yitzchak. The Torah describes in the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph, in the middle of the parasha, that Sarah, Hashem remembered Sarah, as he had said, and Sarah becomes pregnant to give birth to Yitzchak. Immediately preceding the psukim describing Sarah becoming pregnant, the Torah described the incident in which Avram and Sarah, for the second time, record that they are both brother and sister. Sarah is taken by Avimelech, the king of Gerar. Hashem afflicts the entire house of Avimelech with an inability to have children. He discovers what's taking place. He calls in Avram. He yells at him, "Why did you do this to me? I didn't do anything wrong to you. You told me she was your sister, so I took her as your wife." Meanwhile, they have a whole discussion. At the end of that discussion, the psukim right before the Hashem remembering Sarah, the pasuk says, "Vayis palel Avraham el Elokim." Avram davens to Hashem, "Vayirpo Elokim es Avimelech." And Hashem healed Avimelech and his household. Vayeledu, and they all had children, because the pasuk says ki atzar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem leveis Avimelech. Because Avimelech took Sarah, so Hashem withheld the ability to have children from his wife and all of their household. And so now that Avram davens on behalf of Avimelech and his household, they are all able to have children. Very next pasuk, Hashem remembered Sarah, and she became pregnant and has Yitzchak. Rashi comments on the fact that the stories lead one to another, that Avraham davens for Avimelech to have children, and then immediately the pasuk says Sarah became pregnant. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, "L'lamducha, to teach you, shekol ha-mevakesh rachmim al chavero, any person who davens for his friend, v'hu tzarech lo'osa davar," and he needs the same thing. He sees a friend who needs a job, and he davens, he should really find a job. He needs a job. The person himself who's davening, he needs the same thing that he's davening for somebody else. My friend needs a shidduch for their child. My friend needs a refuah for themselves, their spouse, their parents. And the person who's davening, I need that too. Says Rashi, the way that Hashem runs the world, hu nene tchila. If you daven for someone else, for what you need, but you're davening for them, so that you become answered first. Where do we see that? Because the Avraham here davens for Avimelech, and the language of the pasuk Vahashem pakada Sarah kasher amar, Rashi says the grammar of that pasuk implies it had already happened even before Avimelech was able to have children. Sarah immediately has children. Now there are two points to this chazal. One point is, why is it that Hashem should run the world that when an individual needs something, he can daven for himself all he wants? The greatest key to being able to get what you need is not to daven for yourself, but to daven, find somebody else who needs what you need, daven for them, and if you daven on behalf of what you need, but you're doing it for somebody else, you'll be answered first. That's point number one that Chazal say. Why that is, I'm leaving aside for tonight. The morale does not address why that is. The question that he addresses is, why did Avram need to utilize that to be able to have a child? The very beginning of our parsha, the Malachim come to visit him, and one of the things they say to him is, your wife Sarah is going to have a baby at this exact time next year. It's done. It's decreed. We know she's going to have a baby. We know when she's going to have the baby. So where do Chazal see, oh, you know why she was finally answered? Avram davened for someone else who needed the same thing. He was answered first. Before we get to this pasuk, it was already told in the beginning of the parsha, this is what's going to happen. And the morale introduces here, he says, Chazal are telling us a tremendous insight into, again, how Hashem runs the world. And that is, his language is, Afal pi shiroi ubivada yavo. Even though something is fit to happen, and we know it's going to happen, tzarech shiyeh siba, there still needs to be something, shiteitze hahavtacha lepoel, to take the promise into reality. Hashem can promise that something is going to happen. There needs to be something in this world done by us people to make it happen. You know, it's been promised. We need to do something to make it happen. Now, he does not use this analogy. This is my analogy. So if the analogy is not perfect, it's on me. For example, if a person would say to me, I need an aliyah. I need to have an aliyah. I have whatever it may be, a yard site, I need a refuah, I need a schus, I need an aliyah. And I say, absolutely, this coming Shabbos, I guarantee, I promise I will get you an aliyah. And the guy doesn't show up. And then he calls me Sunday morning, he said, what happened to my aliyah? I can promise you all I want. If you don't come to get it, I can't give it to you. I can promise it, it's going to happen. But you have to do something to take it. Or in a more mundane example, if a person has an owner of a sports team and someone says, I need tickets to the big game. He says, you got it. No problem. I set them aside. if you don't show up to collect the tickets and walk into the gate, I can promise you, I can guarantee it's there for the taking. There are certain things in life, you have to come to do it. I could set it up for you, but you have to do it. Now, if that analogy is what the morale is referring to, that leaves, or even without the analogy, the morale is describing, even when the Ribbono Shel Olam promises that something is going to happen. Now, there's certain things in life that I could promise and I could do it myself. There's certain things I need you to do. I need you to come get the Aliyah. You have to show up to the game. When Hashem promises us something, even though He could deliver it without us doing anything, He set up the system. Even when I promise it to you, you have to, so to speak, come and get it. What is it that is required of a Jew? What is the coming to the game? What is the coming to shul? Tefillah. Jew has to daven for it. You have to daven. And on that, Avram, just not any tefillah, you need to daven for someone else who needs the same thing, but he needed to do something. And if a Jew doesn't ask, he doesn't daven for what it is that he needs, even when it's promised, it's, so to speak, waiting for you, but you still have to come and ask. And we see there are many different areas and times in throughout the Torah where we see this exact concept. We see in the very beginning of creation where the Torah describes that all the greenery and foliage was waiting on the surface of the earth to come out until Adam was created, who realized the need for rain, davened for rain, and then the rain came. Rashi quotes this, but only after Adam said, "We need rain." He asked for it. And when he asked for it, it comes. The Gemara says, anyone who wants children, who wants good health, who wants parnasa, what should he do to get all of these things? What should a person do to become a Talmid Chacham? The Gemara asks, he says, you have to be Boy Rachamim. You have to ask. You just, things, even if it's promised, it's guaranteed, it's waiting. You still, the tat is ready to give, but you have to come into his office and say, please, can I have? And they'll be ready to give. Says the Maral, so therefore Hashem orchestrated the events that Sarah should be taken by Avimelech, that Avram, that he should get such a plague, that Avram should have to daven. Oh, now that Avram davened on behalf of Avimelech, then he becomes privileged to receive the bracha, which was waiting for him the entire time. There's a bigger concept, but that's the tip of the iceberg of, as the Maral describes, this chazal that Rashi quotes, Kol ha-mispal abiyad chaver, and who davens for a friend will be nena first, even though Avram and Sarah already had been promised that this would certainly take place.